Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Welcome back. Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson and Gianna Franco. We're in for Damon Bruce today. He's feeling a little bit under the weather, and we hope to have him back tomorrow. Joining us right now, and here's the way I'm going to introduce John Dickinson, our very own John Dickinson, reporter here at 95.7 The Game. I said this to him earlier. I don't think there's anybody, maybe in the business entirely, that has a feel for DeMarcus Cousins like JD. He spent a lot of time with him in Sacramento covering the Kings at that time. And JD, that's kind of where I want to start. Now, I'm not insinuating you're friends with DeMarcus Cousins, but you have spent a lot of time around him. My first question is, do you like DeMarcus Cousins?
I do like DeMarcus Cousins, guys, and it's interesting. I'll kind of put it this way. Over the years that I've been in the Bay Area and with my history prior to that in Sacramento, you know, at times his name would come up, whether he was playing with the Kings or even the last couple of years after he got traded or the last year and a half when he was playing for the Pelicans before he got injured. And Matt, it would even come up in conversations we would have. And the way I would always put it with DeMarcus Cousins is he's not what you think he is because you get questions or you get asked or you think, boy, that guy, he just terrible in the locker room and he's this big problem and he's difficult to deal with and doesn't like talking to the media and all that. You hear all these negative things about him. And honestly, I never found any of it to be true. And I always kind of thought he got a little bit of a bad reputation as far as what exactly he is. And I think today, Matt, you know, we were kind of talking after the press conference, and I got the impression, I know you had the one-on-one with him afterwards and all of that. I kind of felt almost like you understood after today exactly what I had meant when I had had those conversations with you throughout the years.
Yeah, well, the one thing that stuck out to me was it seems like he's really comfortable with himself, and he doesn't mind a straightforward question.
No, in fact, he appreciates a straightforward question. He would prefer a straightforward question. He would prefer a more straightforward head coach as well. When you look at, you know, the head coach he had the most success with was Michael Malone, who obviously was with the Warriors as an assistant coach before he moved on to Sacramento, and it didn't work out for Coach Malone in Sacramento. It's worked out a lot better in Denver, just like things worked out better with the Pelicans until he got hurt, then things worked out with DeMarcus in Sacramento as well. So I think he's a funny personality. I think he's a little quirky. I think he's got a bigger sense of humor than maybe comes off at different times. And I do think he's learned as time has gone on to let some of the negativity go. I mean, if there is one thing that he struggled with, it's a temper, but it's also a belief that, you know, everything's against him. And he kind of would internalize that and outwardly want to constantly prove everybody wrong. And the impression I've gotten and really got today was maybe he's let a lot of that go as he's gotten a little bit older and moved on from his career. Because he got a ton of the blame in Sacramento. And I think if you look at the way that franchise had been run from the point where he was drafted there going back to 2010, DeMarcus Cousins was the least of the problems when you look at what was going on in Sacramento. That's always the way I characterize it. Is he a perfect person? Heck no. You know, did he have problems with coaches? Was it all the coaches' fault? No, not necessarily. Was he a difficult teammate at times? You know, I think some of those criticisms were fair, but in the big picture grand scheme of, you know, where he was at versus where that franchise was at, I think you don't have a choice but to say, look, the franchise was the bigger problem, and he's already been a little bit more successful than he had ever been just in the short period that he got away from that environment.
JD, I mean, you're on point, and I was telling Steiny, I know first impressions are everything, but a lot of times, you know, guys come across, we've seen it with Tom Sula, their first press conference, and they blow it, but DeMarcus was just like you know, you touched on, he opened up. He was real, witty, and I'm happy for him. I think he was the poster boy of what went wrong in Sac. And again, you said he wasn't perfect. Nobody is. But my question to you is, what's a win-win for DeMarcus Cousins personally when you talk about what do you expect from him when he comes back? And will it be that moment for him to go 25-15? I'm telling Steiny, I know he probably doesn't think that, but to you, what do you want to see from him? Just from another team to say, you know what, let's go ahead and throw all this money at him. He's all the way back.
Well, I think it's going to be tough for him to put up numbers, even if he is relatively healthy, just based on the fact that who he's going to be playing with. I mean, it's going to be easier for the guards and the wings, you know, Stephen Curry as a guard and somebody that has the ball in his hands a lot. Kevin Durant, obviously one of the great scorers in the game. Klay Thompson's not going to sacrifice anything. He's told us that over the last few years. He doesn't have to. But I think, you know, when you look at it, somebody's going to have to create for DeMarcus Cousins if he's going to be a big-time scorer. But there's other things he can do. He's a terrific rebounder. He's a pretty good passer and a willing passer, almost to the tune of, I think the one thing that, and I say this kiddingly, DeMarcus Cousins is going to be right up there competing with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green with some of those passes where you're going, why the hell did he do that?
Right.
But in a way where, you know, people can kind of laugh about it and you know, shake their head about it. But Steve Kerr's going to have some fun with that as well. I mean, he's a willing passer, but at times he tries to be a little bit overly creative is probably the best way to put it. He's a decent three-point shooter, which is something that, you know, you don't think of a big man, you know, being able to do, but he can do that. And I just think he does give them that low post presence. If there was one thing they didn't have, he's somebody that you can put at the low post, the high post. I mean, I think he's a real functional, suitable offensive player for whatever the heck the Warriors want to do. And one interesting thing, you know, the Pelicans played pretty fast even when mm-hmm. they had him. Now, he couldn't always keep up with it, and there were times where he was maybe going free throw line to free throw line and you know, not, you know, basket to basket and kind of catching his breath. But I think, assuming that he can get close to 100%, he is somebody that isn't going to mind trying to run the floor and get into an early offense, you know, where you post up down low, you dump it to him before the defense is set, and it's kind of a one-on-one. And if he's got somebody one-on-one on the block in that kind of transition setting, I don't think there's really anybody that can guard him there. Now, you get him in the half court where you can double and you can help and different things, it becomes trickier. But I think if the Warriors could put him in a position where he gets it before the rest of the defense is around, I think he's almost automatic in those types of situations.
John Dickinson, our 95.7 The Game reporter, is joining us. He covered DeMarcus Cousins during his time in Sacramento, knows him as well as any media member. I want to ask you this, JD, if this is where we'll wrap it up. If Cousins comes back and let's say he's about 75%, where will the 25%, what will be missed in that 25%? What do you think he would lose that we might notice?
I think on the defensive end, it could look pretty ugly, especially, you know, if you get him in situations where he's got to try and keep him, you know, himself in front of, you know, maybe a player that wants to drive by him or somebody that's got some quickness. I think that could look pretty bad pretty quickly. I think you could see it in terms of his outside shot if he gets maybe a little bit tired or quicker because his conditioning isn't, you know, necessarily in line. I think it could affect him in terms of, you know, even maybe being able to score as dominantly down low as far as just not having the burst or the explosiveness. I'll tell you the one thing is, you know, he is a pretty good face-up player from, you know, yeah, right around the elbow, or yeah, you can kind of give it to him and let him go. That's an area where I think maybe some of the initial explosion to get to the basket or get into a move when he's going one-on-one, kind of facing a defender. I think that's something that could be there. But I'm really fascinated to see how the Warriors play all this out, because they're in a position to allow him to get healthier than I think any other team that could have possibly signed him. So will he be patient? Will he continue to work that monotonous rehab that he said was just the worst, having to do the same thing over and over again? I think those are all questions that remain to be seen. But look, if he gets close to 100%, if it's 80, 90%, I mean, he's just going to be a weapon in a way that the Warriors haven't had a weapon during their reign of NBA supremacy.
Yeah, JD, I was telling Steiny also, I just thought today was another reminder that the Warrior franchise is set up so well that it could afford to take a chance and let DeMarcus Cousins heal, and when he comes back, they'll be that much more lethal. LeBron went to L.A. They didn't get Kawhi. They didn't get Paul George. Kawhi's in Toronto. I say all that to say, who got better than the Warriors being proactive when DeMarcus gets healthy? I look at the scope of the league and say the Warriors got better than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't think anybody's caught them. I think the Rockets are probably farther away than they were. I mean, the Lakers, I don't really know what they are yet. I mean, a playoff team, sure, but I don't really know what level of a playoff team they are. I think San Antonio could be okay. I think they're a playoff team. You know, when you look at getting DeRozan in there, in that trade, obviously, with Kawhi Leonard. I actually think Oklahoma City got a little bit better today, ridding themselves of Carmelo Anthony. But none of these teams in the West are on par with what the Warriors have right now. And I think, really, you almost have to look to the Eastern Conference as, could there be a team like Philadelphia or Boston that puts themselves in a position where maybe they could be the challenger in a finals? We got a long ways to go. Obviously, the season just ended, 5 weeks ago? But I think you're right. I think the Warriors have done as much, if not more, than anybody else to try and separate, to try and, you know, get an infusion of something different, like Steve Kerr talked about. DeMarcus Cousins is a hell of an infusion.
Yeah, that's a great point. He's probably going to be an infusion at the perfect time if all things line up. Hey, JD, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
And I know you work some things around, so have a nice dinner tonight, my man.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right, that's John Dickinson talking about DeMarcus Cousins. JD knows him. He knows him pretty well. And he likes him more than doesn't like him. Let's put it that way.
And he's in basically what, can I call it, basketball heaven right now?
Yeah. You know, the one thing you were saying is there any doubt that the war... I guess what I'm saying is there is a downside if Cousins either can't come back at all or you know, if he suffers a setback. Well, then other teams did get better than the Warriors got. But if all things remain the same and Cousins comes back in January and it's like, he looks pretty good, well, then the league's in a lot of trouble. They might be in a lot of trouble anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, I'm kind of excited just to see what the young Damian Jones and the rest of the gang, what they're going to be able to do, the new rookie, and they'll get their opportunity, Snotty.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing that's going to happen with the Warriors this year. I think even more so than last year, they're going to try to shoehorn some of their younger players in there more.
Won't it be weird not to see Zaza and JaVale? It's going to be youth, you know, Gianna? Youngsters.
I will miss JaVale, though.
I love Pierre JaVale. Two times. I love him. Yeah.
I hear you there, though. It is going to be young.
It's going to be fun, though. It's good. At least Cousins, and I've said this before, I think Warrior fans have gotten a little, I don't know if spoiled, but maybe complacent because this team's so good. But I think Cousins is going to give them another reason to really, really pay attention. All right, your chance to win another $1,000 right now.
You're listening to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Gianna Franco in, Damon Bruce not feeling too well today. Hopefully Damon will be back tomorrow, and we wish him well, as always. From the 510, Steiny, am I correct that you did sit in the third deck? No, I when I went to that Giants game. No, I was not. That's what's most embarrassing is I had really good seats, and I just don't know why I didn't remember that they were wearing their names on the back of the jersey. It's kind of an inside thing. Anyway, Guru, we usually do this once a week when we're on the air 10 to 12. So I'm not sure how this...
I wasn't with you Monday. You've been cheating on
but
me now.
I'm more concerned that we might need to brace the 620 listener with what's about to go down. So Guru has his Guru's Gripes once a week. And since I haven't been doing a show with him, I want to do it right now. So here it is, Guru's Gripes.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
Steiny.
Yeah.
Gianna, you guys got better halves. We all work, and she's not listening, my better half. But there's nothing worse than when you come home and the other half has company. And it's not about who the company is. It's just the timing. Let me get in, shower, just uncharge. Don't have me play the political game of the mayor kissing the babies. This happened last evening, and it made me almost angry, and I'm not going to mention who was at my home because they were close and dear.
Well, here,
but
she
I was
knows.
Irritated. They're not listening. So I would always say, you know what? Gianna's on her way home. She needs that timeout, you know?
Decompress.
And it's happening more often than not. And I hope I don't change the view of me, but I drove past my house when I saw the car there. I'm letting it out now. I drove past the house and when just sat in the parking lot of the gym, listened to the radio, listened to Damon, like, okay, they're probably gone. And then I come back and they're still there. And I'm just trying to, what should I do? What should I do to alleviate this problem of it's disrespectful to have people at my home when you know I'm coming home from work? Come on!
I think disrespectful is a little strong.
Gianna?
I got questions. So, number one, did you get a warning? Was
no,
there a text message or a phone call?
If I had a warning, I would be all good. That I guess that's where the fire's coming from. No
okay.
warning. But you know, are you coming straight home? Yeah. Tell me you got somebody there.
So you did get the question, are you coming straight home?
Yeah, and then I say yes, thinking, okay, it's going to go like this. You know, maybe have a glass of wine. But then to have to go in... Not Guru mode, just Daryl mode. I'm just, oh.
You got two personalities?
That's a good one. I'm dealing with that, but I don't think I do. But come on, Gianna.
Okay, now here's my thing, too, is like the people that were over, you said they were close.
Some neighbors, some family.
But could it be where you walk in the door, and if they're that close and you guys are that friendly, couldn't you have said, hey, hi, how are you? I'm so excited to hang out with you. I'm just getting off work. I need to decompress. Do you mind giving me 15 minutes?
Oh, that's snobby to me.
Upstairs.
That's snobby.
How is that snobby?
Because I don't owe it. It's my house. I don't owe anybody that explanation.
It's just polite.
I think it's snobby / polite. I don't. Where you at, Snotty? You give somebody, hey, you know what? Because that's basically telling them you shouldn't be here.
I just know that when my wife comes home and I have company, she loves it because then she doesn't have to deal with me. And I got my buddy over or something.
I have really drove past my house. This
that's
is a coming
funny.
Out party for me.
You know what you need? You know what you need is you need a
put my foot down
you need
or just
your own,
say
you need your own space. Ideally, away from the house.
Your
I mean,
own
on the property. Do you have a separate garage?
Yeah, but
turn it into a man.
Okay,
cave.
Yeah.
I think it's totally acceptable to just say, hey, I need
natural.
A couple minutes to run upstairs, take a shower,
right.
relax for five. Please don't, you know, take this personal, but I'll be back in 15. I'd love to hang out. When's dinner?
And if I were to have friends, Steiny, I'd be like, you know what? A good time is after the missus gets home. Let her settle in, and then it's all good. But to have that knowing, that's the first.
Well, you know the
and
saying.
I put the key in, just I want to break it. Like, you know, like, wow. This
happy
is what I get.
Happy life, happy life.
Well, there you go. Well,
by the way, I
feel better, but
something just popped into my head that I'd forgotten about because I brought up man cave. By the way, is the name of that going to have to be changed at some point?
What
just
do you
the
mean?
Cave?
No, it's the greatest name
ever.
Can
there be a woman cave at some point?
Sure.
Will women have their? Okay, so anyway, it was a guy. So get this. I got to tell you, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
So I went over to this guy's house. I'd never been there before. He had his man cave was like a big place up. So I went over and I'm like, excuse me, can I quick use the bathroom and then I'll come back? So I go into the bathroom. He has a urinal in his bathroom.
That's awesome.
But not the kind that just sticks to the wall that's 3 feet. The kind that is like at a restaurant where it's 6 feet and all the way down.
Wow.
Yeah. He had like a commercial.
He's doing it.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, cool, I guess,
what a
right?
Touch.
Did you come out with that smile on your face that you have now?
Is that good?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
You were impressed,
yeah,
though.
Of course I was impressed. It would be
Did you tell him?
Like, of course. It's what we talked about then for the next 10, 15
so
minutes.
So what was behind that concept? I can honestly say I've never... Well, seen that, Gianna?
I've never seen
Nor
it.
Nor have
either.
I.
Were you at Steph's house? Whose house were you at?
This buddy, a friend of a friend. Well, wow. I can't even call him a friend because I didn't know him before. I knew him a little, but he also has a jukebox. You know, he's got one of those things.
Wow.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, so he had a...
It was
one of the big ones, you know, not the little ones that you put on the
wall.
You
don't have to pay to play, right?
No.
Okay.
Is this like in a room? It's his man cave, like his area?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or is it like for the whole family?
I think it's mostly his, but when I was there one other time, I didn't use the bathroom that time. His wife was in there hanging out.
Okay.
So, but I think he goes back there to just kind of do his thing, but it's not like nobody else can come in.
Sounds like you'll go back.
Darn right I'll go back.
I like that.
Fact. I do think it's...
Man cave is awesome.
It is. Well, there's a she shed, and then there's a man cave.
Oh, I've never heard
the she shed.
I've never heard that.
Wow.
I do think it's fascinating, because obviously, being a girl, it's not like this in our restroom, but that there is a total etiquette when guys go to the restroom. You know, like there's a whole eyes up. You don't really interact or talk with each other. Right?
Well, you can talk. Just look straight ahead.
But you're not going to really just say hi like to,
a, to
stranger,
a stranger, no.
Right? But unless it's someone you're a friend with.
Well, you are absolutely right. I mean, there's nothing worse than you're having a conversation with somebody and it comes to its end and you go to the bathroom and it's like, oh man, he's right there again.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, hey, what's up, man? So anyway, you just...
Like, we have doors,
How about that Boogie Cousins?
That's private for you guys.
Yeah, because just on that subject, Gianna, we were doing the Warrior post game, and we would be at the arena after hours, and, you know, I'd be late sometimes, and I'll be honest, I went in the wrong restroom.
You went into the women's restroom?
Yeah, and when I realized it, just my two cents and my takeaway was like, you know, women are nasty, too. This is incredible. I was really like, whoa. I thought it was just the men, the women. Wow.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, let me slow down. Like, whoa.
I got three daughters, all right?
Okay.
And they can be filthy.
Really?
Wow.
They can be like the 49ers defensive line. I mean, they're just...
Gee,
man,
I wanted to take a picture.
Messy.
Wow.
Yeah, the rooms are messy.
Me.
Well, okay, there's one thing about being
odor,
messy
they don't shower
versus,
enough.
You know, just dirty. Like, if there's one thing, it could get a little, you know, cluttery at my house at times, but it is never dirty.
Okay.
Like, you could eat off my bathroom floor.
All right, I believe that,
I mean, and it is my pet peeve to have a dirty bathroom. That's just my thing.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Yeah.
But yeah, girls, I will admit, girls can be a little messy. It's because we... You know, all the clothes and the shoes everywhere.
Yeah. A lot of products in the bathroom.
A lot of products, hairspray, it's everywhere. It's true, true. But we can clean up after
I was
ourselves.
Shocked.
I do.
I was shocked.
Well, that's actually, that's the nice thing. I mean, I don't have to go into the kids' bathroom, which is actually the girls' bathroom.
But you check. You go in to check. Hey, your stuff's on.
You're just checking.
Like, pick up your clothes after a shower. Don't leave water on the floor.
I don't care what's in there. I don't use it. The only time I go in there is to take their toothpaste.
All right.
If we're...
Oh, I go in.
Theirs.
Yeah, I go
but
in.
But even then,
yeah.
I tiptoe.
Yeah.
And I put shoes... and I definitely put shoes on. And
right. Well, are you honest?
I'm telling you, man.
Wow.
You could put up, like, the 49ers locker room and, like, my kids' rooms, and they wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. They also... Yeah, you have any soccer? You know, you got those shin guards.
Oh no,
yeah,
doubt.
There's a lot of yucky stuff.
Do you know how much those things stink?
Yeah,
the worst.
I'm learning.
When you start wearing them for a while.
My son just started.
Wow. Oh, my God.
They kick up dust.
I mean,
you got to wash them.
Can you wash them? They're like
catcher
shin guards.
Yeah. Oh,
they?
No, you're talking about the hard ones.
Can't
I'm talking
you,
about
like,
the...
wipe them down, though? Like, clean them
off? Throw
you
them
can
in the wash.
Yeah, we throw ours in the wash. Okay. Yeah, all that food smell. Yeah.
You would think so.
And legs
think
sweat.
So. Mm-hmm. Actually, since we're on the subject of bathrooms, I have one of the best kept secrets. You want to know one of the best kept secrets in the Bay Area? It won't be after I say this, but this is unbelievable. And I never would have thought this. The bathrooms at the West Oakland BART Center, BART Station.
Oh, I would never go in them.
You know what? Keep not going in them, because that'll mean I can go in them without anybody. Dude.
They're clean?
Like a hotel, clean like the, you know, a hotel.
I wouldn't say a hotel.
Which BART Station is this?
West Oakland.
I have never been in a BART Station bathroom that has been clean. So I'm surprised
really?
To hear this. Yeah.
No, it's pretty clean. I've never gone in there when it's been.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes you can tell it's been used. But nothing like, oh, my God, it's so gnarly, I can't go
like
in there.
Like when you're stepping on the ground, it's not like wet or sticky or weird.
Oh,
no.
What I can't stand about the BART bathrooms is the toilet paper, those just one little squares. You know how that goes?
Exactly.
Man, she's
and I feel
just
like whenever,
keeping it real.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I think it's an emergency when you need to use the BART bathroom, right? I mean, that's straight up, you can't wait till you get home.
You're still pretty young. Yeah. Once you get
Give
older,
some
it doesn't necessarily have to be an emergency. It just has to be that time, which... gets closer and closer to get those intervals. The intervals between get shorter and shorter.
Good
let's just put it
know.
That way. What else you guys want to talk about?
Weren't you going to mention about a house being for sale?
Oh, yeah. I was going to hold on that,
I'm
but that's
sorry.
Fine. No, that's fine. Guru, you got a Brady Bunch fan? When
come
you were
on.
A kid?
Mike. I know every
Mike
all of them. Yeah. Alice.
You know the house they lived in?
I've never been by there, but yeah.
It's for sale.
How can that be? Why was it? It's off limits, like the Jackson house.
No, somebody lives there, just a regular person, a family, and they're selling the house. It's in, what, Thousand Oaks, California?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Wow.
So apparently, yes, the house is for sale. I want to say, I saw the price. They bought it for like $300,000. Now it's selling for like $1.9 million.
$1.9 million, yeah, in
yeah,
L.A.
Something like that. But the interesting thing is, if you buy the house... you have to resign yourself to the fact that apparently a few dozen people every single day will be either driving by to check it out.
That's a
or
deal
take
breaker.
A walk by just to look at it because it's the Brady Bunch house.
Well,
that's a deal breaker.
Exterior only.
Right. That happens here with the full house. Because
that's right. On Postcard Row?
Exactly. Yeah. So that happens here as well. There's a lot of people drive by the full house. It's just the exterior wasn't filmed in the house, but the exterior was used for the opening of Full House, and people, I've done it myself, so.
What about Too Close for Comfort? I wonder if that pad is still up.
I never watched that show.
Wow.
Who's in it?
I don't know that show.
Too Close for Comfort?
Who's in it?
I can't remember the name, but if I see the face.
People are saying, Matt, you're giving away a secret to Lyft and Uber drivers. No, you got to still go in. I mean, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to be in the BART system. It's not like you can, unless you jump over the thing. But, yeah, no, you have to be.
I give you props for going in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Do what you got to do.
Sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you don't have a choice. So, anyway.
It was Ted Knight in Too Close for Comfort.
The
guy from Caddyshack?
Yeah, there you go. Remember you had the family?
No.
Wow.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah. I mean, I remember him from Mary Tyler Moore.
1980 to 87. It had a 7-year run, right?
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
What years?
1980 to 1987. Nancy DeSalle,
right,
Jim J. Bullock, and that guy from Caddyshack.
The name sounds familiar, but I mean, I know Ted Knight, and I know Too Close for Comfort.
Ted Knight.
I never watched that.
Also, you guys should know that the Mega Millions jackpot is over $422 million. I've already bought tickets for for our show.
But that's when you're not going to win when you
do
that.
No.
Nobody's ever won that way.
Not for the station.
Oh wow!
I did not do a station pool.
Wow.
I did. And so just
you
let
and
me,
D, huh?
Let, well, myself, Damon, Elena, and Albie. Because anyone who listens to the show knows that I am going to win the lottery one day, and you know I don't want to miss my chance. So. Anyway, get your tickets. Friday's the drawing. Just
but you
FYI.
Know your chances go down when you do the group one.
Not necessarily.
I never heard
you buy
a group
more tickets.
Say,
As opposed to me having $5, now I get $20.
But there's never, so Stani, real quick, have you seen a group winner? It's always been the old lady or the man or... Well, I've never seen a group come...
Those steel workers in Connecticut or something.
Definitely. There are a lot of people...
Maybe they didn't take a picture.
I mean, there's a lot of... There's people who will get... If they work with 24 people, everybody will throw $10 in and then they'll buy...
Who claims it, though?
They split it.
Yeah, but who comes in... Who says you go get the money?
They choose one person to be that, like...
I'd have to watch that person.
I feel bad. You guys went in on the pool. I feel bad. You guys went in on it. I feel like I should offer now that I brought it up.
Yeah, go around it.
$5.
What is it, 7 o'clock?
Anyway, no, we have until Friday. I can buy a couple.
I don't want to leave you out.
Now I feel bad.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. So think about it.
They're also saying the house from Mrs. Doubtfire is
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
All right.
But have you seen the documentary yet on Robin Williams?
No, we actually talked about it. It looks good. What I understand, too, it wasn't like your typical, here's where he was born, this is who raised him. It's more of, you know, you go in his mind and learn about his, you know, how he wrote his comedy and his relationship with his other, you know, comedian friends. So it looks good.
Yeah, I think he was a legend, man.
See it.
Yep.
Guru, you're a movie guy. What's the last movie you saw? You see about a movie a week, don't you?
Well, I got kids.
That would mean that like, I have kids too. I haven't seen a movie in 6 months.
Well, you got it.
What does having kids mean? That you go to the movies more often?
Yeah, sometimes. And then when I don't...
Like with them or without
them? Yeah, and then we go too much, I admit. You know, we
could how old are your kids?
12, 13, and 14.
You don't take them to R, do you? You don't take them to R
No,
movies.
We just had an argument about the R. I'm like, they're with their parents. This is real life. They're going to hear cussing. They probably hear it at school, but... we're just about to start going to our movies. But to answer your question, no. And we went to see Uncle Drew.
How was it?
Well done.
Really?
No, I laughed. My side hurt.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. As long as you had
fun. But they did that thing at the end to where the movie's over and the kids are like, Dad, no. And then they got, remember I griped on that?
What?
They got the other movie. What do they call?
Oh, like
double
a little
feature?
The movie's over.
Don't roll the credits then. And we had to stay there a good 5 minutes.
Like a little
laughing
secret
at the,
movie.
Yeah, the little outtakes or whatever. Just turn the lights off if it's not over.
Does every movie do that now, basically?
It's the new thing.
It's very popular with comic book movies because it sort of gives you that teaser for the next movie. Like if you're into the, I don't know, what is it, the Justice League? Not the Justice League ones, but Avengers one.
Yeah.
It's that whole Infinity War and then the next one. I love it. You're paying like, what, $12 to go to a movie?
Sometimes $14, $15.
Exactly. We stay as long. I want to be there as long as I can to enjoy, you know, get my money's worth.
Well, gurus.
I'm spending $60 a pop for the fam to get
in there.
And then $40 at the food thing.
That's not what the 925 says. See, the 925 has a great memory. He says, and let me guess, you take them to multiple showings.
When it's all of us, we don't do the double up. Because, you know, then it's obvious.
Wow. In case you don't know, Guru has... You confess.
Yeah, no, I've been doing it since the 70s. I'll go to the movie on a Saturday afternoon, and if there so happens to be another movie playing after my movie is over, I feel like the invite is to just go in and watch the other movie.
I'm sure.
And then when I went at Bayfair and paid for the other movie, the young lady laughed at me like, dude.
Oh, like what are you doing?
Like what? That was it. But yeah, Gianna, we don't set out to say we're stealing, because we're not stealing. It invites you in.
The opportunity's there.
That's all. Have you ever went to a movie before your movie starts to see part of it, then leap? I see people still do that, grown-ups.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to watch a movie halfway
through. Say your movie starts in 30 minutes and you're there, but you want to kill 25 of those minutes watching a movie you didn't pay for. And they creep in and then they get up and leave.
Well, so you watch 30 minutes of a movie.
I don't.
And
some people do it.
No. That's silly.
You know what? This is the 707... just tweeted something that I remembered. I actually thought it was from Risky Business.
Tom Cruise, right.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, remember? After all the credits, I think, what was his name?
John Cryer. Matthew Broderick talks to the screen.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick's like, what are you doing? Get out of here. It's over. Yeah, good call from from the 707. But so we went from bathrooms to movies to...
My bad.
To driving by your house.
Lottery,
house.
Lottery tickets.
Full house.
By the way, another secret must be, they say in old folks' homes, the bathrooms are very, very clean.
Now that,
And so there. I would expect that. I don't think that's...
So every time you drive by, I don't know, like Seacrest Manor, you should stop and go to the restroom there.
That would probably be the last place, I think. I mean, I'd go around back before I'd walk in the front use the bathroom.
No doubt. But,
nice little tip from the 510, though, and I am a member, Cinemark Monthly Movie Pass, $9 a movie. You get the credit for your movie. Plus, your tickets are the same if you buy extras.
Wait, $9 a
nine
month?
You pay $8.99 a month, and then that is credited to a movie ticket for any movie. There's no restrictions on it. And then the remaining tickets you have to buy, like if you're taking your family, are $8.99. It's a great deal. Thank you, 510.
I like the system I have.
Yours works too, girl.
Right.
We come back. We're going to wrap things up. Probably talk a little Boogie Cousins and maybe something else that we don't even know we're going to end up talking about, just like we just did.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, along with Gianna Franco. We're filling in today for Damon Bruce, who's a little bit under the weather. We hope to have Damon back tomorrow.
You better, DB.
Coming up at 7 o'clock. I'll tell you what, great nickname here that Dan Dibley made up. I think this is Dan Dibley's, right? The Ski Team coming up next.
Oh, I didn't know that's where it origin from.
Yeah, I think that was Dibley, and that means it's Joe Shasky and Matt Kolsky.
Yeah.
Oh,
that works.
Yeah, the Ski Team.
Dib's good at
that. You get it why they call it Ski Team?
Yeah, I do.
I'm just for the ones out there. I'm excited.
I think they can.
Because I was like at home, like the ski.
You know
cold
what?
Skiing, I got it.
You know, it's funny. So I gave Dibley credit for that nickname, which is kind of clever. I'll give him that. Have you ever had one of those moments where you think you got a real, real good buddy, and then they say something that really, really cuts you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 100 times over.
Where you start thinking, you know what? Hey, I love Banner as much as anybody, but that was just too close to home. So I'm texting with Dibley just now, and he said, hey, I shot an 86 today when, you know, I went out and played. And Dibley and I golfed together over the weekend, and he was terrific.
Wow.
And I stunk. I mean, I stunk. I was terrible. Two straight days.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. And I just don't know. I'm not improving at the rate I thought I was going to improve at, et cetera, et cetera. So he says, I shot an 84 or 86, whatever it is. And I got back to him and I said, yeah, right now my clubs are in the basement. And he said, right where they belong.
Ooh.
Oh,
I mean, that's a little cold.
I think he didn't like the fact you were getting down on yourself and they were in the basement. So he just went ahead and said, if you're going to throw a pity party,
like,
yeah, here you go.
Like tough love.
Right. And now get him ready, Gianna, to get back out there.
I think it was smack talking.
It definitely was. And you know, it's easy to talk when you're on top, when
when
your game's all tight, it's easy. Text line, and I'm supposed to ask you this, Gianna. We were talking about this the other day with Ratto. So my middle daughter got her driver's license.
Okay.
She's 16. She's had it now for 2 or 3 weeks. And she has begun to take my 11-year-old to soccer practice.
Oh, a dream.
I don't know if it's one texter or if there's sentiment out there, but they don't think it's a good idea. They don't think it's a good idea for my 16-year-old to drive the younger one there. Let me just say this. This week just happened to be a week where I was working a different shift, and my wife was out of town.
She travels for business.
Yeah. So we were stuck. But nevertheless, what do you think? They said to ask you.
Well, here's my question. How do you feel? Are you good with it?
I've driven with my middle daughter, and I think she's a good driver.
She's responsible,
yes.
Not going to be distracted.
Yes.
You're giving her a big responsibility driving the youngest.
I know.
I mean, I think that's up to the parent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
he
your
feels
discretion.
It, though. We feel that he has that confidence.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, I'll take you.
I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, like before I even had my driver's license, my dad used to just hand me the car keys and be like, drive yourself to
piano lessons. It was a different world then. You could do that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you feel like she's had a lot of practice and you know, he felt I was totally fine at 15 and a half. Didn't care. So, I mean, personally, I don't know if I would do it but I'm going based on like my stepkids who I love.
Right.
But I don't know yet. I haven't seen him behind a wheel. So I think you would know best as their parent.
Thank you. 650 says, isn't it illegal to have a 16-year-old drive anyone under 18?
I didn't want to read that one.
Not if it's a sibling.
Oh, okay.
If it's a sibling, it's okay. She can't be driving friends around.
No,
but
right.
So if they were to get pulled over, who says, I need your birth certificate to prove you guys are?
What do you mean?
Like, how can they prove that that's a sibling?
Right.
Well, I think you can. It's kind of obvious, you know.
And if you don't look alike.
No, but I mean, it's, you know, if you're going to be, if a 16-year-old's in a car and it's her sister, I don't know. I think they can kind of sort of figure that stuff out. Well, and at 16, you know, you have jobs for, you know, you babysit people. Well, so I don't know. Maybe you can
lucky
drive,
you though, Steiny.
What?
Those soccer pickups and drop-offs. I'm burnt out, man.
I think it's awesome, though. You have another driver in the
house.
It
is.
That's
huge. It's pretty amazing. It is actually pretty amazing. So, John asked a good question about cousins. When we were in the break, she said, do you think it's going to be difficult for cousins to kind of share the spotlight with Curry, you know, because he's never played on a team with this much star power.
Olympic he's game.
Right. But I mean, he's always kind of been the center of attention on a on his team. Yeah. What do you think?
I think his career is in the balance. He won't come out and say that, Gianna. So I think DeMarcus Cousins knows when it comes to the personal side of the business and game, he is going to be the model teammate. And if he were to get two shots a game, that would be sufficient for him. He knows what's at stake. And I just think now with the injury, Steiny, we get the new DeMarcus Cousins. That's not even on his thought process. He is going to be the best teammate ever.
But for, I mean, and that's, and I hope so, but at some point, you know, for how long can that last? Like, how long are you, since you're so used to being the center of attention, now you have to sort of share that with everybody else. That might be hard at first, or, you know, at first you might be okay with it, but later down the road, that might be a little hard to sort of to be in that position.
You know what? Call me crazy, but I think Cousins might be ready to want to be a little more below the radar.
He's matured.
We saw what it did for JaVale, this environment.
Not only matured, but, you know, he's always the focal point. He's always the...
So now a different role for him.
Yeah, and so he probably wants to get away from... I don't necessarily think the spotlight is an issue for Cousins. To me, the biggest issue that could come up is, and this is what I asked him about, the Warriors are so conservative with injuries. They give guys days off left and right. I do see a scenario where Cousins is basically saying, hey, I'm ready to get out there. And they're saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. And you'll also have the added dynamic of, well, Cousins has to play to get paid. Mm. I mean, that's, and I'm not saying it's going to be a problem, but I could see that being a potential issue.
Yeah, I listened. I was waiting for you to ask him about his thoughts on Chelsea Lane's departure.
I bet he would have said, I tell you what, you be cousin, you be me, I'll be cousins.
Hey, DeMarcus, Chelsea Lane is in Atlanta now. Your thoughts?
Penny Lane? Who?
No, that's Laverne and Shirley. Chelsea
it's the
Lane.
Beatles, but
I thought Laverne.
Penny Lane. Oh, in my Penny. Ears okay, and in my eyes.
My bad. But yeah,
I have no idea who you're talking about.
The lady trainer.
There are a lot of lady trainers.
Oh wow! All right, so you got your own guys.
In
working
other words,
with
I have no idea who she is.
And yes, I liked his outfit today. He did good.
All right.
Casual.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. In a way, I hope we don't do it tomorrow, though, because that'll mean Damon's back and healthy.
Yeah.
The ski team is next. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Put the rat on the table.
Hashtag fact.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!